The pine cone I call Lazarus. A few years ago, while hiking through the Mount Ascutney Mountains in Vermont, I found myself absolutely mesmerized by the stunning beauty of the deciduous pine forest. In particular, my eyes were being pulled towards the pine cones. Kind of like a magnet, I was attracted to the pine cones. They densely garnished the tall pines. They came from all sizes, from 2 inches up to 7, and perhaps more. They were everywhere, on the floor, on the branches, and the hues changed from light pale green to a royal forest green, to a hazel, to dark brown. As I was walking, I kicked one. It was a good 5 inches tall and about 4 inches wide at the base and dark brown. I picked it up, threw it in my backpack, and I forgot about it. A couple days ago, which has now been 3 years, I found it. I took it, I put it out on the outdoor flower plant stand, and under the open sky, its arms were wide open. The pine cone has over 100 of these little petals, and he looked like a sentry, standing tall with open arms saluting the flag. That evening, a light rainfall graced the garden, and the next morning, I noticed that the pine cone had changed. He was soaking wet, and every arm and petal had been tightly closed. He no longer held his arms open. And I thought to myself, wait a minute, did someone place the pine cone? Because he's changed, but I knew better. So I left him out, and 4 days later, in direct sunlight, his arms opened up again, and he was wide open, greeting the world. It was so amazing that this pine cone, in my mind, returned from the dead. That's why I call this pine cone Lazarus.